Jeremiah chapter 6, verses 9 to 15. God says that he will glean his people as if people were taking grapes of a vine. You pass your hand over the vine and you gather up the grapes and put them in a pot. Who's God going to speak to you about this warning? Who's going to listen? He says their ears are closed. They can't hear. They don't want to hear. My word of warning, my word of holiness is offensive to them. They have no pleasure in it. The Lord says, I am full of wrath of the Lord and I cannot hold it in. Perhaps it's the prophet saying this, I am full of the wrath of the Lord and cannot hold it in. He pours out on the children in the street, on the young men gathered together in the street corners. Husbands and wife are caught in it. The old, those who are weighed down with their years. Houses will be turned over to others. Fields, wives, all will be lost. God will stretch out his hand to those who live in this land. God said he is going to pass his judgment on the least person to the greatest person. It doesn't matter if they're a small person or a large person. It doesn't matter if they're rich or poor. It doesn't matter how important they are, how little they are. They are all greedy for gain. They all want things. They want stuff. Prophets and the priests are deceitful. God's people have a huge, gaping, bleeding wound and they put a plaster on it. They say, peace, peace, but there's no peace. Are they ashamed of their conduct? No, they have no shame at all. They don't even blush. So they fall among the fallen. God will bring them down and punish them. There is no peace, even if they say there is peace. Even if it seems there is peace, some semblance of peace, there is no peace between these people and their God. And he will bring them down because they will not realise how serious their problems are. And the punishment will be poured out on everyone, from the youngest to the oldest. Everything will be lost. The greedy, the deceitful, those who belittle what God says, they will all be lost. And their ears that are closed will remain closed and they will never hear. The word of the Lord that they ignored, well, they will see the outworking of it in their lives and in their society and in their organisations. We need to pay attention to God. We need to really understand how holy he is. And that when he desires holy, when he requires holy, he looks for it in the life of his people. And when he doesn't get it, he is angry that people will not turn from their wickedness and come to him. And that they're satisfied with the false peace and not with the real peace. So their relationship with him is actually false. And they don't actually have any relationship with him at all.